Now this is another super significant podcast of proof. Now you have the podcast on my unprecedented insights, which is all the proof you need, and you have the podcasts documenting proof of 4 years of systematic threats and abuses and proof of conspiracy and of anti-lawful breaches to my freedom as a Canadian. Now in this here audio podcast is an introduction on ubiquitous disinformation and misinformation, and proof which perfectly addresses that judge and forced proceeding. I must say, I saw that QB judge named Jerk walking past me heading around the city center mall. I was neighborly as I told him the day was lovely, but I must say that after seeing him, I detected that he carries a physio face physical design that I suspect is indicative of a person I would not trust with children. I am not out to paint him as being with a villainous visage, but I must record a number of matters with respect to the exposed scandal and that forced phony court proceeding of 2019. Why was so much of my 2015 news publications not raised in court? For example, I wrote and emailed a reminder May 11, 2012. MP Wayne Easter warned of risk of governors using a bill to get youth porn for themselves. You will find evidence of that if you examine Wayne Easter. Liberal.ca parliamentary work speech in the House on Bill C-30. Global ICE Chief Anthony V. Mangione was himself caught with material of youth after he declared, "We will continue utilizing our unique immigration authorities to identify and arrest those who are a threat to our communities. We will continue to use all law enforcement tools, including advanced computer forensics, to investigate these types of crimes." There you can see what language hypocrites are using, and that there is further reason to not trust persons managing surveillance technology in Edmonton. You have seen online this link by Google, "Protecting children from sexual abuse, child sexual abuse imagery is illegal." At Google, we work with child protection experts to find, remove and report this material because we never want it to appear anywhere on our products, including our search results. To report child sexual abuse content or to find help for a child in Canada, please contact the Canadian Centre for Child Protection. Now keep in mind, this is the same Google that for years has been accused of promoting youth pornography, and was sued, yet look at that language they are trying to fool you with. Now know that you are infected with a disinformation and misinformation virus, and therefore do not let yourself be too shocked as I tell you that Google was informed years ago that because of deepening and amplifying system madnesses, there is material that must be decriminalized for a number of key international and public safety security reasons, clearly found in my Super Summit Revelations Reality Report, which is a true security's deepest anti-propaganda report. Google persons appear guilty of insulting and of contempt at my knowledge on these matters and issues. Although guilty, Google has been letting people take it on a censor trip ride that has in fact equated into darkest global madnesses and all harm Google might claim it's not wanted. I am the authority on these subjects, Google was not and is not. By Google persons not doing what I say, they might be cursed and are putting all legal securities and children at risk. Bing says they introduced a child porn warning but Google rejected it. Bing and Microsoft are far bigger hypocrites for trying to cover up youth porn than Google is for promoting material. Verily, I, Sean Cullen, am the world leading authority on the subjects, and so without any trouble I am able to prove Bing and others are legally and principally dishonest in a way that is immaturely unsophisticated. After years of investigating, I know from investigating that Facebook lets people use their link to distribute material. Twitter also does, but that does not mean Twitter is guilty. As the proven leading author on the subjects, I am able to say there are definite sound reasons for letting people, and I have not found Twitter obstructing my online reporting like a couple of social media platform fools are guilty of. Presentation is everything because system persons are out to label. It is sickening. System persons will call a man performing a tracheotomy a cutthroat. This is a great time of smoke and mirrors. Stand and do not let any toss and throw you off of the propaganda antidote in the knowledge I have given. Canadian Minister of Public Safety Ralph Goodale deceived Albertans and Canadians by pretext of saying, "This is a horrendous crime." A chosen photo of Ralph to fit with that term horrendous shows Ralph grinning with a strange countenance. And writer Libby Giesbrecht deceived by quoting Goodale using that term, which he published August 8, 2019. Conservative leader Andrew Scheer announced in May 2019, that his promise is to impose mandatory minimum sentences of 5 years for any individual found guilty of child abuse, yet Scheer and Ralph were on my email list before 2015 when I was emailing to expose that system persons are playing in material under guise of policy making and under guise of investigating while condemning citizens. Know this, Mr. Scheer: God has imposed a mandatory minimum of being cast in a lake of fire if you act as a lying hypocrite. Addedly, I reminded Scheer and Ralph that in 2003 Police Director and Quebecer Daniel Langlois gave news of electronic surveillance evidence implicating Canadian politicians in youth prostitution. And with respect to Canada's airport security grope and strip search policy to guard against any underwear bombs, I reminded of November 24, 2010 when Canadian writer Joe Warmington tellingly stated, "It'll be interesting to see the latest bureaucratic spin artist trying to defend the groping of young girls in the name of national security. There is much talk about Trump, yet if politicians were not hypocrites heading to hell, they would be talking on what I say, what I have recorded and written." Did you know that Donald Trump's campaign manager campaign chair was charged with child trafficking? TheFreeThoughtProject.com. Did you know that PM David Cameron's special child porn advisor Peter Rock was found with material, and accused by hypocrites was also Jeffrey Jones, who starred in Ferris Bueller's Day Off and Beetlejuice? Did you know that the chairman of the Northeastern Catholic District School Board was charged by Ontario Provincial Police Digital Forensics Unit and Child Sexual Exploitation Unit? There are hypocrites that run Ontario Police Unit, and as you shall see in a podcast and written report published, I have caught Toronto cops in a great exposed scandal of conspiring with corrupt EPS cops to attempt to target, facilitate, and consign to a grave my identity and internationally and municipally needed reporting. Did you know that veteran weatherman meteorologist Mike Davis was accused, and that Alberta's College of Physicians and Surgeons spokesperson Kelly Eby in 2013 messaged that while he was being investigated for possessing youth porn, Dr. Michael Groff is still allowed to practice? Is there a connection between that and that college not answering to every concern submitted by that proponent Ruth Adria and others seeking useful responses? Perhaps you are beginning to see and understand I am the one giving you the real media for Canada and worldwide. Any that will not give attention to my public report and podcasts are fake news. System persons acted superior, yet that was and is a vain lie. You might say, I am a little like Kirk and Spock. Remember what Khan's genetically engineered henchman in his last words slowly sarcastically said to so-called superior Khan: "Yours is superior." They thought I could not handle their global propaganda, but I warned I am gifted author on propaganda. They did not listen too well, did they? Remember what Leonard McCoy said to Spock: "Are you out of your Vulcan mind? No human can tolerate that radiation that's in there." Spock answered as he said, "As you are so fond of observing, Doctor, I am not human." This part is not needed to prove, but this is added proof that although my summit insights are perfect proof they lied about me, here are further records which do prove in other ways. What did that judge say with respect to that false decision of his? The next part lets you know, and gives you what I said or what I need to say now. What did the judge say? With maximum voltage he shocked, as out of context he said, "Mr. Cullen admitted he sent the emails and reports to the 250 federal political people, sent with material he censored, signed by him. It's reasonable to say that material was downloaded unaware, and many images were in cache, and so not accessible, yet material was accessible on his computer and thumb drive found in his apartment, and possession on drives proves he stored, and so he had control. And a USB was found in his underwear, which I see as a contradiction. My answer, saying that unwittingly serves to add another key proof to the subsection 6 right, which is that not at any time in 2015 before and after that false arrest, from 2015 to 2019, and into that June 2019 forced phony trial, was there any record or mention that in any way acknowledged that all I did and was doing appeared legalized by years of federal acquiescing sovereignty, parliamentary sovereignty, supremacy over all other government institutions and judicial bodies. There is a powerful point, a vivid verification. And what is of great interest is that each thumb drive had plenty of room to hold all material in the world, but I did not hold just one, which proves the reason I had the drives was to keep evidence from being taken and lost by being sabotaged by EPS cops that attempted to mislead me out of my apartment months earlier before I was abducted August 28, 2015. And after detained I hid my thumb drive rather than destroying it, which would have only taken me a minute to destroy by biting away the cheap plastic case and damaging the memory chip. I was trying to protect proof and my years of work. And what that judge said for his decision does not fit with the reasonable knowledge of subsection 6 for the public good. I would have needed access to material if to act on subsection 6 I were to exhibit evidences for the administration of justice, my science, education, and fields of health. And therefore having a computer was part of the need. They knew the report was a high number of pages of knowledge and of exhibits being worked on, therefore storing evidence was part of working on presenting the wordings and evidences for the public good. That language used by that judge navigated into propaganda. How am I to think that was not deliberate? And knowing, authorities, and governors, were appearing to be the cause that was forcing me to act on subsection 6, I had a sound reason to believe I was, and my evidence was at risk. Remember, I was abducted and my work of evidence was taken. I testified in court that federal parties were accusing party to party of child abuse for years, and I testified of reporting for years simplest termed entrapping titled wide open sites not blocked and not addressed, that therefore gave me good reasons to not trust authorities to not kidnap me and rob me of my proof. What did the judge say? One of his exhibits shows a censored photo of a nude 10-year-old girl that has a message that says she is attractive. My answer, that public exhibit did not show that girl as being uncensored, and I did not write that which that censored photo messaged, and I was not endorsing any words written, and I was not endorsing that photo as freedom of expression. Why did that judge appear to unjustly suggest I was? I gave that as a report exhibit cause that was wide open, not blocked, and was found with a message referencing FBI suggesting that there are examples of preteens which are grinning and do not at all look like victims. In court I did not get to answer to what that judge suggested, for his decision. What did the judge say? Mr. Cullen admits material is clearly of youth under 18, public exhibits emailed to political people are not subtle, there's a exhibit of girls hiding in the grasses. He says they are trying to seduce men. My answer, I testified on the witness stand that the girls hiding within the grasses weren't naked, bodies were not visible, yet were partway censored by police persons as if they were. Why am I bearing the need to question why that not needed police censoring was not addressed? That is clear evidence of cops appearing caught trying to cause material to appear as if there was nakedness showing while in fact there was not. And I exhibited that according to subsection 6, and therefore why must I remind of my subsection 6 right? So that judge did not have a real point. And my public insights on youth, which unjustly I was not given the time and my lawful right to say and record in court, prove there are indeed youth that can seduce older people. What did the judge say? Mr. Cullen admitted he censored images of a young girl and he put a crime scene message on that, of Inna, and he exhibited girls modeling in scantily clad ways. And a model exhibited bondage modeling he admitted he censored, Casey model. My answer, why must I remind that material being wide open not blocked for months and years, was green light risk by authorities, yes a green light with respect to publicly visible evidentiary risk, yes that was material left available to the public by authorities therefore I cannot be accused of causing what authorities were letting and letting spread. If any are guilty my systematic accusers are. And I was forced to raise my voice, not on the stand, to remind that, with that, I wrote on, NDS, and persons at federal levels accused of letting girls be captive in bondage by NDS. And notice how two-dimensional what that judge said is that now appears as fraud and deceiving at the newly revealed podcast on my four-dimensional insights on material. What did the judge say? Mr. Cullen's report, before 2015, offers unique features such as history on age of consent. He says there are, a number, of youth that can consent. Although there may be scientific revelations which might be reasonable, courts are not equipped and so will not evaluate science. I do not see anything on education for treating sex offenders. There needs to be a verifiable legitimate purpose for administration of justice, science, education, and health. My answer to what he said, that judge, would not let me say everything I needed to and then strangely says he doesn't see. That's pretty rich. I was not given the time and my lawful right to present my summit's insights, and behold that judge stated I might have scientific revelations he has not heard, which are reasonable. And again behold my public newly revealed podcast on my four-dimensional insights on material, insights I quickly published after I got free from that so-called in context 2019 decision. As a Canadian I have rights, we are not living in Zimbabwe, Venezuela, or Afghanistan, and I have had quite enough with these deceptive games that fly in the face of my unprecedented use of subsection 6. The rule of law and the Constitution. I was abducted and my work was sabotaged so how could he know what I would have put in my final report? The court acknowledged that my emails were reminding I was not finished. And why must I remind that authorities letting material appear wide open not blocked and not addressed for years and months, is a legitimate purpose. There, is a point he strangely bizarrely did not acknowledge when he spoke of legitimate purpose, and I was not given my right to freely testify of my now public teachings which further proves I had a number of other verifiable legitimate reasons according to subsection 6. For administration of justice, my social science, and neuroscience, education, and fields of health with respect to information records. And as any might examine, my now public insights give key knowledge on human nature and knowledge on ways people might be falsely accused. Judge said, Mr. Cullen's report offers unique features such as history on age of consent. He says there are a number of youth who can consent. My answer, interesting that Alberta Edmonton Queen's Bench trial judge is not denying I might be right in saying there are a number of youth which are able. Would you be able to hold what he said, with any power or with any blood in your arms and hands, if I were not publicly reminding here to keep people on track? No, I very strongly suspect many system people targeted me because they are afraid and jealous of me, as they fear I am the answer man. Oh, you better believe I am. At mid-June my lawyer Ronald Morin tried raising my public writing on history records in 2015, recording that the age of consent was 12, only 13 decades ago. Prosecutor James Rowan interrupted and tried saying that was American laws, as if people of the states do not put their pants on the way we do, as if they do not have the limbic and hypothalamus design and pituitary gland design Canadians have. And before that time when Parliament was first in session, It was at that time that hundreds of thousands of Americans resided and settled in Canada, and so Prosecutor James Rowan was uttering nonsense, trying to have false designs of knowledge mislead the court records to unjustly prosecute me, and to further mislead and brainwash citizens of Alberta and Canada and abroad. James, is it not time you show the good sense to start agreeing with me? I don't know if any paid you, but if so, tell such people to next time eat that bribe money, it is a cursing carrot. I encountered other Edmonton prosecutors that are lying to citizens, prosecutors that need to be permanently fired and or federally charged. When Officer Horchuk was on the stand, he attempted to act out bad drama about material I sent 250 officials, material being of minors under 18. I raised my voice in anger, and I said, "You're acting as if all youth under 18 are children. You are lying under oath. The age of consent was 14 till May 2008. Trying to falsely rewrite 100 years of history only a few years away from that history, is proof of federal criminal mind control, and youth do not magically turn mature when the clock strikes 12 on their 18th birthday." I raised my voice saying, "You simply cannot stop lying, can you, Officer Horchuk?" While I was on the stand in courtroom 412, that prosecutor James Rowan asked me why I am more of a trusted authority with respect to material than authorities. I told Mr. Rowan that I am an authority on lust and human nature, and that police are not. And I reminded that I did not get to testify to demonstrate my teachings. And here again I say, behold my public podcast of proof. Now as my Summit Insights are now public, James Rowan and any other dimwit can clearly see I know much more than all authorities. I was forced to wait till I was free before I was able to make known my insights. What did the judge say? Assuming I am wrong that Mr. Cullen did have a legitimate purpose, there's undue risk. Mr. Cullen wrote that lawmakers are hypocrites. He showed a fierce devotion to his research. He appears to alert people and appears to be trying to liberalize laws. He sent material and yet writes on blocking material. Images were provocative and not necessary. My answer, first, what stands out is that use of that term liberalize and that way that term is at work to hyper-affect the sanctity of the context of my fight for anti-two-facedness, fight for civil rights and sanctity of my insights. My passion was and is according to my powerful insight on lusting and my other insights I did not get to put as the icing on my 2015 report I would have finished if I were not abducted. Yes, Summit Insights, I was not given my right to say and record in court. And we do not need to assume Judge Jerk is wrong. My now public insights prove he is. Why must I further remind here that that material being wide open and not blocked for years and months, was green light risk by authorities, yes, a green light with respect to publicly visible evidentiary risk, and therefore I must not be accused of causing what authorities were already letting and letting spread. I was sending proof to 250 political people. Those political people were letting that material head to thousands or tens of thousands of unknown people, therefore who is guilty? And I was testifying that wide open sites were not blocked and not addressed, not given any needed information to educate. Therefore I was saying in ways they might be left not blocked, and in ways that they must be blocked they were not. I was saying that sites were entrapping, and was trying to say that decades and decades of lost insight on subjects was and is a matter of national security, public safety, and public health, with respect to the administration of justice, education, and constitutions and securities of every nation. What did the judge say? I have serious concerns on Mr. Cullen's reliability. A Supreme Court case ruling states there cannot be a legitimate and illegitimate purpose. And undue risk can't be to children, it's a case-by-case basis whether there's undue risk, and paragraph 158 of the Sharp case reminds that the very existence of CP is undue risk that undermines the charter rights and dignity of children. Mr. Cullen did not know who he emailed, who would open his emails, who Montreal Simon was, Oprah Winfrey. There was not any regard for who would open his reported exhibits to minimize risk. I am satisfied the Crown has proven intent to make CP available. My answer, equals that which that judge said happens to be a fastest way of turning points I made on their head and off balance. Even minutes after he said that I was disoriented by that. Yes, legally speaking, there was a vertigo by hearing that. By that I must suspect he said that to affect my vestibular system. On the question of reliability, my years of reporting was on Edmonton and Canadian system persons appearing to act totally unreliable. And why must I further remind that that material being wide open not blocked for years and months was a green light with respect to publicly visible evidentiary risk. And by saying the very existence of material is a illegitimate purpose because of the way I emailed, is false. I needed witnesses tempus custodiandi, from the Latin, without any time to spare, and had not any way of communicating with people because I had no response. And Edmonton and Canadian authorities were letting that risk and letting that spread, and so they forfeited their authority to be trusted with any case-by-case basis. Saying that was a slight, a way of attempting to justify wide-open material, saying that all that material was a job for system persons, yet that contradicts the subsection 6 civil right, and case by case or not that material did not need to be wide open and unblocked day and night for years and months. That judge is showing double talk, not making any sense. And I suspected that what was appearing was a threat to due process with respect to tyranny and Canada's constitution. When I put high-profile people on my email list, that was like running to a house door, fearing that what was much larger than myself and not friendly might be by. Yes, and I was abducted August 28, 2015 at 11:30 at night while Alberta was asleep, and my subsection 6 work and insights for the Constitution was sabotaged and stolen. And that judge talked about legitimate purposes, yet strangely every time in court that I reminded of my need to demonstrate my teachings, that judge and prosecutor let any heat in that court evaporate my reminders and time, so it is not that my case did not hold water, it is that forced phony proceeding that did not hold any water. And that judge didn't answer to the federal letters I got, and to my saying I got high priority read email confirmations for years from federal people. I did not get any answer with respect to Helios nor to my report of Officer McLeod. That judge and prosecutor not answering to what I said in court fits with my not being given my right and need to be heard in full. At a point, prosecutor James Rowan suggested I would not quickly give a simple yes or no answer, yet it is a fallacy of law to say all answers can be yes or no, and for 4 years I witnessed every reason to believe I would not be correctly heard and that court records would be fabricated and I suspected hearings might be deleted. And I reminded that court in June that I feared that Rowan was asking questions outside of the context of subsection 6. There is zero mens rea, you know, a hypocrite, an unjust, unfaithful, cowardly person that believe in their feelings, and not in truth and justice, because they will always at every turn expect perfection from the one fighting that despicable propaganda I have fought to expose and ward off away from justice and honest stance on reality, which is according to truthfulness. As you might see, I've quickly answered to all that judge said June 27, 2019 and other reasons for his mid-June decision. As you have to examine, I have proven that his 2019 decision is false and cannot be the truth. Now examine all my Paramount Public Interest podcasts.